This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, OnlyFans. OnlyFans, regular women being provocative online, who make money from the tips their viewers leave them, or from regular subscribers who pay a monthly fee, gives the women who do it a questionable reputation. But it shouldn't. Almost all women have gone skinny dipping, and a lot have been to a nude beach, or at least exposed their breasts publicly on a dare. There's nothing morally wrong with nudity nor titillation. And there's nothing to be ashamed about the naked human form. Painters have immortalized its beauty for centuries. It's not sex work to display it for money or admiration. Considering the minimal outrage, society also mostly accepts OnlyFans. In fact, it seems more like a solution, the perfect match for subservient males and narcissistic females. Contrary to what most people assume, the vast majority of OnlyFans subscribers are married men. Apparently, those husbands aren't getting what they want from their wives, which is also a natural, to-be-expected situation. Just because a man watches porn or pays to see an OnlyFans model expose her breasts doesn't mean his marriage is on the rocks. The contrary, even. It's more difficult to justify OnlyFans channels that are true pornography, but the same arguments apply. It's also important that the women involved have the maturity to know the social trade-offs. For more, see my website at martinhash.com.